The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, the Fight Bananas podcast is supported by Daniel Martinez, the law offices of Daniel Martinez. I solve problems. Guys, give him a call at any time at 877-5-RIGHTS. That's 877-5-RIGHTS. Or check out the website at martinez.law. Daniel Martinez, the law offices of Daniel Martinez, in your corner. 877-5-RIGHTS. Also, check out Fusion CBD Products. Check out the website at fusioncbdproducts.com. Guys, you know I drink the waters, six-pack for $19.50. It's an incredible deal. Also, lately, I've been using the Instant CBD Instant Rub. There's a relief rub and also a CBD cream and muscle for joint pain. Guys, make sure you go to fusioncbdproducts.com right now. Hit them up on Instagram at fusioncbd and check out the website at fusioncbdproducts.com. All right, guys, here we go. Man, we're so pumped to have the president of Bare Knuckle FC, David Feldman, back on Fight Bananas. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, Dave, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. We always love talking to you. We kind of talk to you like every quarter, seems like every 6 months, and it just keeps on going up and up and up. We love it. So first of all, how are you? How's the family? How is the holidays for 2021? It feels good, I think. I like the momentum of 2021.
Yeah, man, everything's good. You know, it was a tough year for everybody, right? And we got through it and some of the same stuff we're dealing with now, but we're going to get through it. And, you know, our team actually was able to really redevelop and reinvent itself this year. So it was a tremendous year for us. You know, unfortunately it wasn't for so many other people, but for us, right, as Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, it was just an unbelievable year for us. It was a year where we tripled our viewer growth. We tripled our social media. It was an amazing year for us.
That's awesome, man. We can feel it. I think the world is starting to feel it and see it. So for one, congratulations on all that. But we got to talk about it. Definitely the topic at hand with combat sports, 2521 Knuckle Mania, taking over Florida, taking over Super Bowl weekend. There might be a football game. I'm not too sure. All I know is Knuckle Mania is coming. So for one, how did this event, I know it's kind of been talked about for a while with the page sign-in and, you know, with the Super Bowl. How did this finally come to be? And then, of course, who was the idea? Who was the genius behind the name Knuckle Mania?
You know, I would love to take credit for that, but my marketing guy, you know, we just threw it out. He said Knuckle Mania, and I'm like, man, that's unbelievable. That is it, because it's a different event. You know, we do have the app, and we're going to do something for our app subscribers, so they're not going to be left out. But, you know, this it's a pay-per-view event. It's a special event that we're going to do one of these a year. We're not going to do a lot of them like this, just one year, and we thought it was a great name. Look, WrestleMania, unbelievable, right? So it's the creme de la creme of their events for the year. So Knuckle Mania is ours. And, you know, I thought it was a good name to let people know that this was going to be a really super event and star-studded and celebrity-filled and great fights and great names on the card.
Absolutely. Talking about that, let's kind of jump right into it. So finally, the whole card is out. Stack card from 1 to 11 or 12. But, of course, you got the three main event poster out there. We got the return of Lieben versus Quentin Henry, who's just flying undefeated underneath the bare knuckle banner. We got the co-main event, 135-pound title, Bedford and that win. And then, of course, the main event, Bretton Hart versus the highly anticipated Paige Van Zandt main event. You can start anywhere you want on that, and we'll kind of jive and dive there.
We'll start from Chris Lieben. Chris Lieben, he's going to do some things for the organization moving forward. So he told me that he retired. And, you know, he retired because he really wanted to get into refereeing in California. And now with COVID, he wasn't able to ref. So I said, look, since you're not really doing much, you have time to train for one more fight. We'll call it your retirement fight. And, you know, and then we'll bring you on board with us. And he's like, let me think about it. And He thought about it for about 5 minutes and called me back. And he's like, oh, man, let's do this. So I shot a couple names to him. And, I said, who do you want? And he called out Quentin Henry. And I'm like, you sure you want him? He's like, yeah, I want him. It's going to be a great fight.
There, Dave, like, how important – you mentioned the word WrestleMania before. It always seems like it's a passing of the torch in a sense of the older, veteran wrestler to the younger one. Do you foresee this happening? I have a lot of people that I've talked to that they think Chris Leben still got one more left in the chamber here. How vital is this matchup, even just for the landscape of that division as well?
I think it just says what we've been doing. It's a very evenly matched fight. I mean, really don't know. You can flip a coin on this one. If the old Chris Leben shows up, so I just want to let everybody know that on Chris Leben's last fight, he had to get some medical testing for his heart the day of the fight. So he wasn't even focused at all. He really, truly wasn't. I'm not making excuses for him. I was with him. I took him to the doctor because I thought we were losing that fight. So I took him there. I know his head just wasn't right. So I'm not going to base it off his last fight. I think he's got one more last dance in him, and I think we're going to see the Chris Leben of old, because he's been training hard, and, we'll see what happens. I mean, Quentin Henry is a very, very respectable fighter, and he's done great in bare knuckle. And, he has a great persona. So it's two great personalities and two great fighters matching up on the co-main event, if you will. And then we go to the main event, which some people say should be the main event. And I kind of agree in a way. But at the same time, we're a growing company. So we have to do things a little different. And we have to put the people that are really going to draw the people in to watch this as the main event. And that's Paige VanZant. So the co-main event is Johnny Bedford versus Dat Nguyen. They both seem like they're training hard and they're going to be in great condition for this fight. And again, another coin flip. Who wins that fight? I don't know. It's a coin flip. And then we get the main event, and you got Paige VanZant versus Bretton Hart. So Bretton Hart is a veteran of three bare knuckle fights, three or four, I forget. Three bare knuckle fights right now. She's 1-2. She looked really good in her last fight. She lost a split decision to Beck Rawlings, and she suffered an injury fighting Christine Fiera, and she won. So she's very well respected amongst the bare knuckle community. And Paige VanZant, I mean, people say a lot about Paige VanZant. She's doing it for the money. She's doing this. She's doing that. She could have made money in other organizations. So if you say this in all the interviews, but if you don't take your hat off to this girl who people think is, a really beautiful girl, and she's an A-list celebrity, and she's on Dancing with the Stars and all this stuff, to fight bare knuckles and risk getting scarred for the rest of her life, like, if you don't take your hat off to that, you're really not a true combat sports fan.
Right. There's so much there I want to unpack there, David. So let me just at the very end and kind of agree with you immensely. I've been so pro Paige VanZant throughout this whole thing. She could have went to other organizations. No reason to name them, but she could have. She went for this one. I think it kind of matches her brand. I think Bare Knuckle FC and now Paige VanZant, her name, you guys are ascending. You guys are rockets. And it just seems like she wanted to challenge herself. She wanted the best competition in the world. She wants to attach herself to a hot, trendy, cool, ascendant brand, and that's Bare Knuckle FC. I think it was a match made in heaven. I really do. And for people to be knocking her and negative on her, it's kind of – I don't get it. I really don't. I don't get the hate. And almost back to that co-main event real quick, is it fair to me to say if something happens there, would Reggie Barnett Jr. really jump into that spot if something happens with one of those two men?
Yeah. I would imagine so, absolutely. But I mean, hopefully it doesn't happen. Not for Reggie's sake, but for those guys. It's a fight I really want to see. I think it's a fight the fans deserve. And Reggie did fight Johnny Bedford before for the title, and he was unsuccessful in that attempt, but fared very, very well. And I think that it's great to have a new blood and a new face in there, and that's that. He's 2-0, and we'll see what happens. And then Reggie could, possibly or inevitably fight the winner of this 135-pound championship.
Absolutely. And back to Paige, how you said that you thought Johnny and Dat could have been the main event, but Paige has got such a huge name. See all the posters. I got her in the background, just the advertising of it, of Knuckle Mania. Once in a while, hey, Floyd Money Mayweather, main event's WrestleMania. That's the business. That's the business behind it. But I think Paige is going to attract so many mainstream and so many other people outside this bare knuckle crowd. I think it's pretty genius by you guys. I really do.
No, thank you, mommy. Look, it was a coin flip, because we're saying, it's Paige VanZant. She has so many different followers. The thing that I liked about her most was her heart. She always showed a ton of heart in fighting. And people said she was this, she was that. Look, she fought in the elite level in the UFC. She fought the best in the world. She didn't fight in a, and nothing against regional promotions, but she didn't fight in a regional promotion and lose a couple fights. She fought in the UFC and lost a couple fights. Nothing to really be ashamed about there. So,
absolutely.
You know, I look for her to have a very, very successful debut in bare knuckle fighting. And, you know, I've seen her training. I saw some of the things that she's doing and learning, and her hands are looking really, really crisp.
Nice, nice. Okay, like I said, we talk every quarter, every half a year, and I remember, and it's just one of those things, and it's just so funny how it developed. I talked to you about heavyweights and females 6 months ago, 9 months ago, and, you know, I know you're on, not to toot your horn, I know we talk sometimes off, and it's your heavyweight division is just on fire. So many just revolving fighters, so many, if it's Kleckler, Mir, of course, you got the champion in Beltran. We just had Shoemaker just won. You know, Godbeer's around the corner. Just the heavyweight division's on fire. And then, like I said, the female division's on fire. It's the lead of the main event. You got another great female fight on this card as well. We had two last. It just seems like I think you've nailed it. We talked about it, heavyweights and females, and I think you've absolutely nailed those two divisions.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, those are the targets you have if you want to grow, right? If you want to grow immediately, you have to have those targets because people, you know, automatically tune in to see pretty women fight and just good women fight, but pretty women fight and to see big stacked up heavyweights grow down. And that's what we get. That's what we have given them so far. So we're really excited about that. We have a lot of, we have two really, really great announcements coming up probably next week for two women that we signed, which I think people are going to be a little shocked at these two women that we signed. And some other heavyweights too, as well. A former world champion, former boxing world champion will join the BKFC roster amongst so many others. We're just announcing so many things. It's crazy because we want to kind of pace the announcements. But, you know, these international shows, we're doing a show out of the UK this Saturday night on the Bare Knuckle TV app. That's going to be 7 p.m. Eastern time. Then we're going to Thailand in February. We're going to do a show out of Phuket. And we're actually opening up our own Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship training facility in Phuket. So it's, you know, things are opening up. It's amazing. You know, like I'm sitting here in the middle of it, but when I can talk about it, I'm like, wow.
Yeah. It's mind blowing. It is. How important, so the co-main event, you do have the 135-pound championship on the line. We just had Luis Palomino and Jim Mallers, how important that title is. How important is it for the rest of the divisions to get a champion, to kind of make that matchup so now you can have number one contenders? There's so many guys in that, Thiago Alves and Uli Diaz and Hector Lombard in that range and a couple others. So how important is it maybe in the future, the spring, summer at the latest, to kind of create championship matches in these divisions?
We are absolutely. 185, 205, and the 175, those divisions very, very soon. And then we'll get to the 145 and the 165-pound divisions. But the 185 will probably be next. And, again, we'll pop that announcement soon because that should happen March 12th. And, you know, that'll be for the 185-pound championship. We've been doing tournaments to really grow this. But although I love the tournaments, you know, sometimes there's some marquee matchups out there I can just make and make it the championship. Yeah. The good thing is we're at the beginning of this, so we can kind of do it how we want to do it. And then once we establish all the champions, obviously it'll be number one contender fights them and the person that makes the most sense to fight them. But, you know, it's been great. And I can't wait to grow these new divisions. We actually had a lot of people reach out when are some more divisions coming out, and we're going to be doing that early to late spring.
There you go. A couple more for you, and we have a fun little five-question thing, first thing out of your head at the end, and we know you're super busy, don't want to take up a lot of your time. Last two events, Miami star-studded crowd, just with fans and celebs, and then just some fighters that are just, you know, top-end fighters from all different organizations. Last card, you had one of the maybe, if not the biggest basketball star in the industry, don't matter, alive, all that, Shaquille O'Neal. How important is it to have, like, these – you know, people of the brand and just keep on pushing the brand forward? And Shaquille O'Neal, we see Yoel Romero there, and you just see all these it looks like it's the it thing. You got to be there. You got to be in the crowd. You know, I've been to a couple live, two, three of them live. It is just must see. Like you get goosebumps when you're there live. It's just this event that you cannot miss. How important is that to push that out to the rest of the world?
I mean, it's tremendous because what it does is it gets these guys, these influencers, talk about it. Like Shaq posted the video the following day on his Instagram and got, you know, whatever, 500,000 or 1 million views. And that's 1 million people that never would have watched this sport before had he not, you know, put it out there. So these type of things are extremely important and, you know, almost must for this company to grow. And Shaq is actually just a really cool guy. I talked to him the other day. He's coming to this event. And, but the day after the event, I said, how'd you like it? And he just texted me back, I didn't. And I'm like, what? Like, oh no. And then like 5 minutes later, he's like, I loved it. I was like, he was messing with me, but yeah. I was like, man, you're awesome. So we're trying to get Shaq involved actually a little bit with the company. We're talking to his company. I think he's going to come on board. We have a lot of guys that are really reaching out, a lot of celebrities, right. A lot of fighters that are reaching out to get on board. You know, I build as the fastest growing sport in the world, and it truly is. I mean, it's growing faster than any other sport out there. It doesn't mean it's the biggest. It means that we're growing faster than anybody out there right now. And soon, hopefully, we will be the biggest. So, you know, we'll see where that one goes. But right now, we're putting on great events, making great signings, giving the fans what they want, and that's great matchups.
Absolutely. And you are Bare Knuckle FC on fire, guys. 2/5/21 Bare Knuckle TV app, also on PPV. Kind of just an interesting question. Almost this is a David Van Auken question right here. I see rankings on so many different platforms, and we see it all over the place. There you go. I'm the same way. I just it's unbelievable.
Well, we are. I can just stop being your trash. We are going to release in February, I think right after this fight, we'll release the official the first ever official BKFC rankings. Because people, the fighters are calling me, I'm ranked number one. Why am I doing this? I'm like, by who? He's like, website over here. I'm like, well, what's that got to do with us? Like, it's got nothing to do with us. And look, I don't want to talk bad about them. I appreciate their support and that they want to get involved with it, but they're not our official rankings. And sometimes it could cause a little confusion because the fighters are calling us up and the Police Gazette puts out their rankings. This guy puts out his rankings. This guy puts out his rankings. So once we put out our official rankings, those are cool supplemental rankings, but people are confused now. And I think we're going to stop that confusion really soon.
I totally agree. That's there. And then with that, are you going to have like a committee of 4, 6, 8 people that have been in the sport around? And if you need a young dashing guy to be a part of the committee, you know, I might know somebody.
I'm not even messing around. I was going to hit you up because we already have, we're putting a panel of 7 together. We have 5 and I was just going to hit you up as well. We want 7 guys on that panel to do the rating. So there's a tiebreaker too. You know, that's why we did an odd number. But we already have, like I said, we have 5 committed, some very respected individuals in the combat sports community. So, yes, we will actually be reaching out to you and putting these rankings out probably right after this fight because, you know, we might have some changes in them after this fight.
That would be amazing, man. I would be very honored to do that. And just, like I said, just love the sport. I love the family feel that you guys, it starts from the top and it works its way down. And you guys are just incredible with that. Cannot wait. Like I said, 2/5/21. Here's just 5 fun questions. Real quick, first thing comes to your head and we'll let you run. All right, my man?
Right.
All right, here we go. Outside the box, who's someone that you would love to grab into Bare Knuckle FC in 2021?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay. What is David Feldman's all-time favorite movie?
Shawshank Redemption.
Great one. What's a dark horse match that you would want to tell the Bare Knuckle fans you got to see this fight underneath your umbrella that maybe doesn't get the pub that it should?
Wow, that's a tough one. That's so many great matchups. Man, I don't even know. Quentin Henry, actually a rematch. Quentin Henry versus Bubba Marlboro. I think that would be a great fight. They both dropped each other, and Quentin won by knockout. So that would be a good one.
That would be. Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Tampa.
Woo-hoo! I love it. Last one. what's the first thing that comes to your head when you hear Knuckle Mania?
The biggest bare knuckle event ever.
There we go.
The biggest bare knuckle event ever. And if I can just plug the website, bareknuckle.tv, for pay-per-view information and ticket info. Tickets are going very, very fast. There's only a little bit left, so grab them tickets, bareknuckle.tv.
There we go. David Feldman, always appreciate your time. Thank you, brother. We'll see you in Tampa in a couple weeks, all right?
Thank you, bro.
All right, man.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.